This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The suspect accused of killing five victims in a mass shooting in the King-Sessing neighborhood of Philadelphia on the eve of July 4th is set to appear in court today to be arraigned on murder and other charges. The unidentified 40-year-old suspect is believed to be a part of the LGBTQ plus community. Ernest Ransom is a staff inspector with the Philadelphia Police Department.
The suspect, while wearing body armor, a ski mask, and holding an AR-15 assault rifle, was observed at several locations near 56th Street. The suspect then began shooting aimlessly at occupied vehicles and individuals on the street as they walked. None of the victims engaged the suspect or were aware the suspect was going to inflict this act of violence upon them.
Flight issues aren't going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 4,000 delays within, into, or out of the United States yesterday. A judge has ruled the Biden administration may have gone too far when it suppressed opposing views regarded as free speech on social media websites during the COVID pandemic.
A federal judge in Louisiana ruled on the 4th of July that the Biden administration violated the First Amendment by censoring unfavorable views on social media over the coronavirus pandemic, the court calling the efforts Orwellian. I'm Tim Berg.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is keeping in line with projections for its opening weekend. It's expected to end up making $82 million through the 4th of July. Meantime, DreamWorks' Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken, has made just under $13 million worldwide.
Your mother never told you you were royalty. The women in our family have the mighty power to turn into giant kraken.
What now?
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Two people have died after separate incidents involving fireworks over the 4th of July holiday.
Police in Michigan say a fireworks explosion outside a home Monday night left one woman dead and several others hurt. Local reports indicate nearby homes and vehicles were also damaged. Meantime, on Tuesday, a house in Texas caught fire from fireworks explosions, resulting in one death and multiple injuries. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Toyota says it's made a huge breakthrough in battery technology for electric vehicles. The automaker says it's found a way it believes can give a car a range of 745 miles on just a 10-minute charge. It's all about new solid-state battery technology. So far, these types of batteries have been too expensive to manufacture, but Toyota says they'll be able to slash the cost as soon as 2027. Grab your sunblock. Today is National Bikini Day.
Invented in 1946 by a French designer, scandalous and risque back in the day, but all that changed with a few celebs. In 1950, Brigitte Bardot wore a bikini on the beach in France because she could. Ursula Andress wore one in the 1962 film Dr. No. Then there was Raquel Welch in 1966, but hers was made of fur. Then the 70s, Princess Leia and the gold bikini in Star Wars. I'm Bree Tennis.
Nearly $1 billion will be up for grabs with two nationwide lotteries this week. Friday's Mega Millions and tonight's Powerball drawings. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Light at the end of the tunnel here, and it's not a train. And we can thank SCOTUS for their recent decisions to get us back to first principles and go a long way in starting to get us back on the right track. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Scott Powell is joining us now. He is a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, and the author of Rediscovering America. Scott, happy day after to you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well, Bill.
Wonderful.
Good. 4th of July is always a great occasion to reflect on our incredible heritage.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'll tell you, real quick, just a real quick sidebar, if you don't mind here. And yeah. I want to talk about the movie, Jim Caviezel's movie, Tim Ballard's story, Sound of Freedom.
Which I went to July Good. 3rd. I went to that.
Yeah. You were able to see it on July 3rd. Okay, well,
yep.
The official date was the 4th, so some were able to get a jump on it, and that's great. It opened up with over $10 million in pre-sales, another 10 projected, you know, for the end of the week, which is, you know, fairly good. But I would hope, you know, from the, you know, Christian community, there would be a more aggressive response. Because this is needed. I know this is a very tough film to watch, but it's reality. And with our southern border opened as it is, and we've known human trafficking has been taking place. You know, we think, oh, well, that happens in some third world country. It's happening out with the Uyghurs and, you know, in China, but not here in America. Well, of course, we know better than that. That's naive. You know, sex trafficking taking place here and the infrastructure brought to you by the cartels within the boundaries, whatever boundaries are left of this country. It continues to be very successful and earn them a lot of money, like they stated in the movie, which was quite powerful and was one of those moments that people had to gasp at. And that is to realize that, you know, if you sell drugs, you sell it once. Whereas if you're selling, you know, sex trafficking and human beings, then you get a return on your investment, you know, five times plus a day. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And they also,
crazy.
Jim Caviezel also said that the United States is the number one country in the world, a target country for human trafficking. In other words, we are the largest consumers of
yes
of pedophilia and immoral you know sex, you know, illicit
yeah.
sex.
But, and, you know, and that's the
that
thing
should shock everybody that the United States is now the
yes.
is now at the lowest point among all nations in the moral scale.
Yeah. Yeah, you sit there, and we brought this out a number of months ago, Scott, as we were looking at this, is that whether you're talking drugs or any of this immoral activity that's taking place, we are becoming the headquarters, for this kind of debased consumerism that's taking place. I mean, it wouldn't come here if we didn't have people that want to buy it,
right? Yeah.
And it's not enough just to, pedophilia, sex trafficking, the kind of stuff that, that as the shroud is being pulled back, after, 30 days of Pride Month and seeing, how our kids are being groomed sexually, and you go, wait, what's the point here? We've got stranger danger amongst us, and now what's happening is, everyday America, flyover America is even realizing how dangerous it is and what's coming on, and that how the education, our public schools, how they've participated in this, Scott. This is disgusting.
Well, it really is, and many people are dumbfounded. They're confused. They're asking themselves, how could this happen? Why would this be happening? And I think one answer that makes sense to me, since God is in charge of everything, mm-hmm. is that this is being allowed to happen that we might wake up. Mm-hmm. It's like you've got to be absolutely shocked to your core in order for you to say, I feel as the founders did on July 4th, when they signed the Declaration mm-hmm. of Independence. For establishing a free and independent nation, all of those signers, 56 of them, knew that they were signing their death warrant, and yet they were willing to do it. Now, how many Americans are willing to sign, to get in so involved to save our country that we can pull it off? So we need a larger army, and movies like this, I think, are there to serve that purpose, to wake us up. And there's so many different areas that we need to be, that the patriot activity needs to be, accelerated, and we need a larger and larger army to push back mm-hmm. against, this horrible evil that is happening to us. It's interesting when, I've observed young children. I had a young daughter, and how kids, they grow out of toys so that they mm-hmm. ignore a toy. In their toy box or their toy corner, and then they'll have a friend over, and the friend really likes that particular toy, picks it up and wants to play with it, and suddenly, the person who had been neglecting it wants it back, doesn't want to give it up, mm-hmm. and they fight over it, and that's what we need. We've had our most precious possessions taken away from us mm-hmm. as American citizens, our First Amendment mm-hmm. rights. Our religious rights, our freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. All those rights have been violated in the last few years in spades. What do you think that the protest over Steal the Vote was on January 6th? It was a protest by, perhaps as much as a million Americans who came from all over the country to protest what they perceived to be a voting electoral irregularity, vote fraud that stole the election from Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And now how many are in jail? 1,000
right.
people are in jail
exactly.
for showing up to protest. Now, that isn't to legitimize the people that committed violence. And, of course, they were egged on, actually, by deep state, FBI, even police-type operatives, it seems. It's coming out, we're learning a great deal, but and we see how our freedom of speech has been robbed from us. But so these Supreme Court decisions in the last week or so are just—they're great. Mm-hmm. God's at work.
Yes. Well, and the thing is that we can thank God in light of all that has happened in our country. We had the Dobbs decision. Sent back to the states, all this an indication that people are waking up to the reality that it is immoral to be killing your children.
Absolutely.
To kill the defenseless like this, okay? But yeah, we say of course, but we've got over 100 million babies have been sacrificed at the altars of convenience here in this country. And so we, as, and you and I have talked about this, as a country. I mean, we're getting, you know, we're starting to get an idea, but I think we need to get a real serious idea about what we need to do and what returning to first principles is all about. And it starts first with, you know, admitting that we've messed up. We have really screwed this whole thing up here. And we've got to throw ourselves before a loving, forgiving God who says, look it, if you come to me, you humble yourselves and pray, seek my face, I will forgive your sins. God is there waiting to forgive our sins and to help us get back on track for his glory. But we have to make our move first.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Hey, welcome Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Scott Powell, the author of Rediscovering America, continues with us. Scott, you know, a day after, 4th of July, great day, a day to remember why America is so doggone great and what we've contributed to the world. How many people have we freed? How many people have we lifted up out of poverty? All with a Judeo-Christian principled form of governance like no other on the planet. And it speaks for itself. It's, you know, our founding fathers warned us that if we lost it, it would be from the inside. And this is where we are right now, is people who have come within, you know, the confines of our government, within our institutions, that are doing things to tear us down one brick at a time. And what they're counting on is the American people will continue to remain ignorant and laissez-faire about this and allow them to continue on with their wrecking plan to, you know, destroy this great American experiment. I don't know how else to summarize it. Do you?
No, but I'll give your audience some ammunition to totally defeat that. And it revolves around American exceptionalism. And what does that mean? It means that we're different. Did you know, and your audience should know, that the average length of government systems and constitutions in the world is 17 years. Mm. America has had one constitution for about 235 years. Amazing. Mm. America has many critics. So let's compare a few metrics. And it's important that your audience, you know, make a note of these things. We have 4% of the population of the world in America, 4%. And yet we have contributed 96% of the world's creativity. 4% of the world's population has delivered 96% of the world's creativity. We have 4% of the population, and we have 25% of the world's wealth. I mean, it's you know, it's just amazing. You know, we're the first country to recognize that people have a right to freedom of conscience, which means that people have a right to freedom of thought and freedom of expression. And that freedom means that they can be creative and they can pioneer new areas and create, you know, new inventions and so forth. And, you know, we're just an incredible country. We have a presumption that a person is innocent until proven guilty. We've seen that sort of eroded, but that is part of our heritage. You know, we're the first country to make slave trade illegal. I mean, look, the 1619 Project people would just—they would go crazy by that statement. But it's true. Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution outlawed slave trade after the year 1807. It was outlawed. It's right there in the Constitution. Most people don't know it's there, but it's right there. Article 1, Section 9. Now, the founders, the Constitutional Convention, knew they couldn't entirely solve slavery because their task was to establish a new government, and they needed to stay single-minded on that project, because America was about to fail without failing Articles of Confederation government. It was just a mess. So that's what they accomplished. And, of course, they also believed strongly in states' rights, and the anti-slavery sentiment was as much alive in the southern states that had the slavery as they were in the northern states. And the view was that the states will deal with this. Well, of course, they didn't, and we ended up fighting a civil war, not initially on the slavery issue, but on secession. But it became, you know, as Lincoln took his, you know, his sorrow of this divided nation and the bloody war of civil war, he took it to God, and he couldn't understand why God was allowing this to go on. And then he had an answer to that prayer. And you know what the answer was? He said, you must align the purpose of the civil war with the end of slavery, with the abolition, the abolition of slavery. And he realized, yes, that's what I, so Lincoln then, he wrote up the Emancipation Proclamation, and he released it on January 1st, 1863 it was. 1863, January 1st. And that was after the Battle of Antietam, where the Union had its first major victory. You know, the Confederates under Lee, they were they were an incredible fighting force. I mean, they were winning the battles for the first 16 months of the Civil War with smaller forces. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and they're probably wondering. I mean, here Lincoln, you know, is wondering, okay, are we on the right side of this?
Right.
You know, it was, right?
He was a man of God, and it was so painful for him. I mean, he was a man who, you know, he walked through the fire in his presidency, and he delivered. And then, of course, the nation was denied his great compassionate heart for Reconstruction, because, you know, the assassination meant that he was no longer there, and his Vice President Johnson did not have the heart that Lincoln did. You know, he was a Democrat from the South, actually. You know that?
His vice yes, president. I did. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is the thing. I mean, here you have, on one hand, you have a Republican, the first Republican president, who puts it all in the line. His. I mean, talk about, you know, giving up your own life. I mean, it cost him his life.
It really did. Yes. I mean, it's you know, and I believe that the assassination took place on Good Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I got to go back.
You know, there's so many amazing things about our history. The other day, someone was telling me, did you know that John Adams, you know, the second president of the United States and the third president, Jefferson, both died on July 4th?
Same day. Yeah.
You know, no. 50 years after the Declaration of Independence, to the day, 50 years, they both die on that day. And I said, yes, and just in case people thought, well, statistically, that is possible, God decided to have Monroe, the third president, a third president die.
Five years later.
Yeah, because he was the...
Yeah, exactly.
Among the founding fathers, he was the youngest. He was the last president of the so-called founding fathers. In fact, when you look at that great artwork of Washington crossing the Delaware with Washington, you know, with that posture leading from the front of the ship, the man immediately behind him is James Monroe, and he was 16 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. What a great history we have.
Yeah, we do. And the thing is lest we forget, and this is part of the problem. You know, I may have mentioned to you, in fact, I was talking with the mayor of Miami here recently, and I've maintained that, you know, because the South Beach here in Florida is a big, you know, it's a big party town, party time, you know, for summer breaks and all that kind of deal. And I keep saying that we ought to do is bus the kids down free, have them, you know, bring them down to Calle Ocho there in the Cuban community. We'll just put, benches out there, tables out there. We'll serve lunch and just have the kids get a history lesson, you know, from the Cubans. They came from Cuba, from communist Cuba. I'm telling you, I think that would be the best investment, you know, for our kids, to have them talk to, you know, real life people about what communism is all about and why they love this country so much and how it saved them, you know, and how they're so grieved that their family members are still there. Exactly. Same thing. We'll just have one big party here so that the kids can really understand and appreciate, because the out of this whole deal, in terms of, you know, the degradation of patriotism, it is this younger generation that's getting pulverized. I mean, their numbers, according to Rasmussen, are something like, you know, only 16% of these young kids are the ones that, you know, generation, what we call them, Generation X, I guess. You know, 16%, Scott. What is that saying?
I know. But I think things are changing with the young generation now. I feel it. I see it and feel it. So there's hope. There's real hope, because the darkness is so crazy that people are saying this doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, well, it's tough. They got to get on the other side. Fortunately,
I'm open to alternative interpretations of reality. I want to find the truth.
Yeah. Well, the good news is only 40% of those young kids are being indoctrinated by the public education system, or at least colleges, for that matter. 60% don't go. So that might be some saving grace there for us, because the 60% are learning quicker, you know, what reality is all about. Scott Powell, thank you.
You know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over. over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
USA News Update. The suspect accused of killing 5 victims in a mass shooting in the King-Sessing neighborhood of Philadelphia on the eve of July 4th is set to appear in court today to be arraigned on murder and other charges. The unidentified 40-year-old suspect is believed to be a part of the LGBTQ plus community. Ernest Ransom is a staff inspector with the Philadelphia Police Department.
The suspect, while wearing body armor, a ski mask, and holding an AR-15 assault rifle, was observed at several locations near 56th Street. The suspect then began shooting aimlessly at occupied vehicles and individuals on the street as they walked. None of the victims engaged the suspect or were aware the suspect was going to inflict this act of violence upon them.
Flight issues aren't going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 4,000 delays within, into, or out of the United States yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, to know her is to realize she is an unmatched champion for the American First Movement. In her first book, Unafraid, Just Getting Started, the former TV anchor turned political leader outlines her journey from being the most beloved newscaster and broadcast journalist in Arizona to the leader of the largest grassroots movement in the state's history. This is an exclusive, her book, Uncensored Look Inside Her Journey, from the time she walked away from the media to the beginning of her bid for governor. Welcome, Carrie Lake. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm excited. Today, my book is finally out. You know, it's such a work to put together a book. And sometimes when you're in the middle of writing it, you think, will this ever materialize? And I'm really yes. happy that it has.
Well, it's often said when people write books, you know, you ask them, you say, well, how long did it take you? And I said, well, 2 years plus a lifetime, right? It sounds to me that it was that kind of project for you too, right?
It was. I mean, actually, I never thought I would write a book, but after the election, we had our victory stolen from us. I had people reach out to me at publishing houses saying, would you write a book? And I started thinking, you know, maybe that would actually be kind of cathartic, and it sure was. But the way you write a book successfully, though, is you have a publisher that gives you a very short window and a deadline. If you don't have a serious deadline, you'll never finish it. And so, thankfully, my publisher gave me a tight deadline, and I put, you know, my pen to paper and just kept going so I could make the deadline.
Carrie, because you mentioned it, you know, in terms of the election, I just want you to know how many people you inspired, you know, for hanging tough in there and doing everything you could to bring the truth to the top. And, you know, what disturbs us is statements from the media
that it's a fait accompli. You know, fact is, she lost. I don't have the facts to say that. Just like I don't have the facts about Donald Trump's 2020 election. We interviewed Joe Fried, who has done a great book, about the election. And the guy's a CPA and accountant. And you know CPA and accountant's mindset. It drives them nuts when the numbers don't match up. And it's right. Brilliant what he's put together. And of course, there's been others that the media has no interest, no curiosity about what's happened to you in Arizona. But I have faith, Carrie, in the long run that the truth will come out. It always comes out, and people have to purposely force themselves to accept the undeniable.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you said you don't have the facts. We do have the facts in our case. Mm-hmm. I know for without a doubt that this election was sabotaged, intentionally sabotaged on election day. They rolled out broken machines. We have data that proves it. We have video that shows it. And we know what happened in Arizona. And we're going to continue fighting in the courts. You know, our judicial system is a mess, too. There's corruption right. from top to bottom. But I think eventually, you're right, the truth is already out there. The people know it. Polling shows 80% of Republicans think our elections are filled with fraud. 61%, I believe, is the latest I heard on independents. And 30% of Democrats think our elections are fraudulent. So we've got to work to restore faith in our elections, reform them so that there isn't the ability for so much fraud to seep in. And it's sad because the people of Arizona are suffering with this, I call her squatter in the governor's office, who's destroying our state. But we'll get to the bottom of it. I'm going to continue fighting. We're in the appeals court. Now I've got one of the government officials suing me to get me to stop talking about the elections. I've uncovered too much corruption for them, and now they're suing me for defamation. And we will plow straight forward into that lawsuit as well.
Well, God bless you for doing that, Carrie, because it's so important, not only for Arizona, but I think that you're pulling on something here, a string that is such that will unveil so much corruption that has been going on. And in fact, I got to tell you, and my audience is aware of this, I was surprised that, when there were so much questions about the 2020 election, you know, some Democrats admitted, they said, well, the truth be known, you know, John F. Kennedy won because of corruption in Illinois. And I go, wait a minute, come on, all these years, these decades later, now you guys are admitting to this, and then you've got a former attorney general, Eric Holder, looking in the camera and saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, Attorney General, give me a break here. If there's no such thing, why are people getting arrested? Why are they spending time in jail for voter fraud if there's no such thing as voter fraud? See, this is the narrative that the left wants to put upon we the people so that they can continue to get the outcome that they think they deserve.
Yeah, it's the media is just absolutely in on it with them. They won't report the truth. I didn't see much reporting on the Halderman report when that came out. When we present facts and evidence and data that we got from Maricopa County, I mean, we got the data on their the system log files, and the media will just won't cover it. And so we can't count on the fake news media to get the truth out to us. And I think everyone knows that now. That's becoming very clear. But, you know, we're going to keep working forward. And because we want America first policies. We know after having 4 years of President Trump that America first policies are the policies that are going to get us out of the mess that this uniparty, deep state, whatever you want to call it, political elite have gotten us into. And so I want to make sure that we have the ability to elect the people that we really are choosing and they're not selected for us.
And exactly.
That's the, I make that point in the book, but I also, I mean, the book is actually an incredible story of how I went from being the youngest of nine in rural Iowa to making it into an amazing career that I gave up. I willingly gave up because it had ceased to become journalism. It became propaganda. And then how the people of Arizona recruited me to run for office. And some of the stories from the campaign trail are really, you know, insights that people would never expect. And so I think they're going to enjoy it. I take you through quitting my job, the first time I got canceled, getting reacquainted with God and bringing God back into my life 100% rather than just the way so many people do it, where you bring him in when you need him and then you kind of push him aside when you don't need him.
Exactly.
So I think it's a book that will inspire all people, even if people who aren't political will enjoy this book.
Well, Gary, let's talk about that that transition in your road. You know, what was happening, and what pushed you towards God, where you said, "Look, I need help here." What happened?
You know, actually, I was a kid. I grew up in the Midwest, and we went to Sunday school every Sunday, and you know, we're just raised with God in our lives. But I wouldn't say we were overly religious. But mm-hmm. I had an experience in 2019 where I got canceled pretty bad. Something happened, and I got canceled, and it was really painful. Now I look back on it, of course, and I laugh. I mean, it was like, okay, I get attacked in the media every day. Who cares? But it was painful at the time because I'd done nothing wrong, and an incident happened, and I get into it in the book, and I found myself just down on my knees thinking that I was going to lose my job, lose everything, because that's how it was happening back then. If you got canceled, you could just overnight, you know, lose everything.
Yeah. Right,
and
exactly.
I prayed to God. I prayed really hard that God would show me He was there for me. And the next morning I woke up and the cavalry had arrived. And the support I got, it like everything just turned and I went, oh my goodness, God just answered my prayers. And so I really started to bring God into my life. And then when I was quitting my job, I went to church with a friend of mine. Because my church was actually by appointment only during COVID, and it was one of those mega churches, an evangelical church. I'd never been to that kind of a church before, and it changed my life when I walked in. I really felt like my relationship with Jesus Christ was solidified, and that I really hadn't had that before. And so it was just a life changing moment. I get into that in the book, and I also get into a lot of other things. So it's not just about faith, but I think it shows how important it is that we do bring God into our lives. We've pushed God out of our lives. We've pushed Him out of our homes, out of our culture, and we're seeing where that's taking us, and it's not taking us in a good direction.
Exactly. I was going to say, I bet you realize because of this transformation in your life and the realization that God is real and Jesus is your Savior and what it did for you, and then you look in the history of our country, a Judeo-Christian country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and how far off we are right now in the chaos that we're enduring and the amount of pain that people are suffering from, and you know by experience what the answer is, Carrie Lake.
Well, and the amazing thing is, when I walked away from my job, I said, God, please have my back. I know you're with me. I hope I don't regret walking away from a 7-figure contract. I'm really worried about that. I opened the Bible up and opened it randomly to any page, pointed down 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. Bring nothing into this world, and you take nothing out.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs.
Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Carrie Lake, her new book, Unafraid. Just getting started. Just releasing today. So if you don't have it in your hands already, you rush out there. You can find it at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Carrie, right before the end, I guess the a couple years before, while you were still on the air there in Phoenix on as a TV anchor, you were being bombarded. I mean, you were doing something that the media stepped away from. You were being curious. You were asking questions. You were delving into things that, you know, your constituency had questions about, and they appreciated, but yet the media pigpiled against you, and now you're a conspiratorist. You're wearing a tinfoil hat, and you're attacked three ways to Sunday. And I can't blame you for getting frustrated because, you know, read and look back on what you were dealing with at the time and how they attacked you. I don't blame you for being emotional and getting upset about it. I mean, it's like Donald Trump. I look at Donald Trump and you look at 95% of the reporting on Donald Trump was purposely negative, according to the Media Research Center. So, I mean, after a while, yeah. I would think that that would wear on you, right?
They have to. They have to go after people like President Trump and me because we are a threat to the status quo. And the status quo is just one big corrupt system where the power lies with the government rather than with the people. And our founding fathers didn't set things up that way. They set things up that the people held the power. And right. So they know that they can't bribe me. They can't blackmail me. They don't own me. They can't control me. And the same with President Trump. And that is a threat to their system. And, you know, I actually, after I finished writing the book before it came out, obviously, a couple months ago, I had a very powerful person come to my door. He called me and he said he had to talk to me in person. He came to my door and tried to bribe me out of politics, to get me to stay out of politics. They don't want me on the ballot again. And the request was that, you know, basically they give me a big job, a big title, a large salary, a position on a board, if I would just promise not to jump into any more races until after 24. And I said, are you kidding me? I just left my career. I left a big salary. I'm not in this for the money. I'm in this because I'm really worried about the future of our country. And I want my children to grow up in the United States of America where they have the freedoms and liberties that our forefathers fought for. And so I pretty much kicked him out of my off my property, and he kept saying, well, what would it take? How much would it take? And that's when they realized, okay, she can't be bought, she can't be bribed,
right.
And that's who we need in office.
Amen.
We need people like that.
Well, exactly.
I think people will enjoy the book, though. I have to tell you, I'm sure you've read, Bill, books where you get in there and you're like 3 pages in. You're like, okay, when am I going to get into this? 4, 5, 6, 10 pages in, and you finally just give up. I promise you, from the very first sentence of the first of the prologue, you will be hooked on this book. And I must say, I'm so thankful to President Trump for writing a beautiful foreword. You can just hear his voice when you read the foreword that he wrote. And I'm honored that he would take the time to put that in my book for me.
Well, you segued into that before I asked you the question. Tell us what it was like the first time you met President Trump.
I actually met him in 2019 when I was a journalist. I was granted an exclusive interview with him, and then I was granted a second exclusive interview in September of 2020 because I'm a fair journalist, and I think he recognized that I wasn't trying to do gotcha questions. I was trying to get information out and find out where he stood on things. Mm-hmm. But when I first met him, and he talks about it, it was at a as a candidate, I should say, we were at a big rally. It was his first rally in Arizona since the election was taken from him. And he introduced all of the Republican candidates running for governor. And, you know, there was some, you know, tepid applause for, you know, the other ones. And then he said my name, and the doors blew off the arena that we were in. The crowd went absolutely wild. And he said, I knew right away that was like the original best polling you could do. And he left the stage and said to Charlie Kirk, who is that Carrie Lick girl? I've got to meet her. And within a month, I was sitting in his office at Trump Tower in New York City and talking about my plan for Arizona. And he endorsed me about a month later. So and we've become friends, and I really respect President Trump so much. He's given up a lot to help our country. He's taken a lot of hits, and he just stands up every day and fights right back. And I love his fighting spirit.
Exactly. So when you met him in the office, he had all these papers thrown on the ground haphazardly, right? I mean, you know, like the FBI would want us to believe that Donald Trump is such a disorganized hot mess, right?
His office was actually, it took my breath away. My husband and I walked in, and of course, it's the you know, beautiful view of New York and park, and it's just gorgeous. And he has a stack of papers in front of him because he doesn't do email. And so his staff, anything he needs to see or that's sent to him is just printed out or our news articles and clippings. And it was like a foot tall right in front of him, like the stuff he looks through every day. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I sat down. We were supposed to have a half an hour meeting. The meeting ended up going an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
And we talked about the race and why I got into politics, my background, our children. There's a funny story in the book. His desk is very clean. Except for that big pile of papers that he's going through. And at one point he asked my husband and I a question, and he kind of stumped us. He asked us how long we'd been married. And we looked at
And that stumped you?
we're not like a big Hallmark holiday type. We don't go crazy on our anniversary. I'm happy and thrilled to be married to my husband. So we looked at each other and kind of did the math. How long have we been married? And while we looked at each other and to come up, figure out how long we've been married, which is so funny, we looked out of the corner of our eye, and President Trump reached down and grabbed his glass of water because he didn't have anything like that on the desk, and he took a sip of water while we weren't looking. It was kind of funny, as if he didn't want us to see him drink water and realize that he was mere mortal like the rest of us.
Right.
That was kind of funny.
So did the two of you finally figure out how long you'd been married?
Yes. It was 23 years.
Yeah.
And this year, that was 2 years ago, so this August we're celebrating our 25th anniversary.
See, you can answer that question now because he asked you that. That's hysterical. I love it. In the book, you make reference to the red pill generation. Explain to our audience what you mean by that. You say Generation X, and you know, that might be a disconnect or some misunderstanding they may have about Generation X and the red pill generation. What do you mean?
Well, Gen X falls between the baby boomers and the millennials. And I grew up in Generation X in the 70s and 80s. Ronald Reagan was our president.
Right.
We were living in a very patriotic time. And And I think that growing up in that time, when schools were still educating kids properly, not brainwashing, we knew about the dangers of communism. And I think it was a great time to grow up because we saw the problems with what Jimmy Carter ushered in, which was a complete disaster, weakness. And we also saw the strength that Ronald Reagan brought. And so I think it's a really great generation. I believe Generation X is going to be a big part of helping to save our country. And I was just so honored to grow up at that time.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
even the culture was patriotic. I mean, you look at the movies, Top Gun, some of the culture that we experienced, it was positive. It wasn't negative like we're seeing now.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what encourages you when you think back on that, you say, okay, it's not like we have to create a new generation or a new impetus. It's there. It just needs to be awakened, don't you think?
I do. And I think we need to go back to bringing back patriotism and love for our country. And I think, you know, that was the worry. When Trump came on the scene, I believe the left and really the Uniparty went crazy because they went, oh my gosh, this guy's a populist. He's got great policy. He's in it for the right reasons. And that's when they realized if he started bringing this country together, like Reagan did with love for country, patriotism, he would be unstoppable. And they couldn't have that. So they set out to make patriotism racism. And it's really despicable what they did to try to bring Trump down because they hurt our whole country.
Well, without a doubt. And Trump reminded everybody the three most important words from the Constitution, we the people. That's where the power and that's where the unity is. And that's what scares the holy what have you out of the progressives, right?
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. And that's what my campaign was based on, giving the government back to the people. And the only way to do that is to get people in there who are not in it to be politicians. I mean, it's the gross. Trump always talks about it. It's a slimy, gross world, the world of politics. And it really shouldn't be that way. I don't think our founding fathers envisioned having career politicians. They envisioned real people stepping forward, running for office, and then moving along, and then getting back on with their lives.
Well,
and I think we're going to eventually get that.
Carrie, like, the politicians of today have forgotten the whole reason for for participating in our government, and that is to have a heart of service, not to be served, but to serve the American people. And unfortunately, the paradigm on the Beltway and amongst the elites has just taken over this idea. And I think that what will happen, even with these politicians in the past that have been infected, you know, by this, I think it'll be disturbing for them to have, and they'll wake up with regrets and say, I should have served. And that's unfortunate for them, because what a waste of energy and a waste of talent that we've experienced.
Well, I hope they have a conscience and would say that.
Well,
we need to where people do the right thing right now.
Well, because we know God's all-powerful and he can redeem it. I mean, we are all his kids, and that's what he wants, and that's my prayer. One final question here, Carrie. Your meeting with Jan Brewer, that was... tell us about this.
Well, it was interesting because I had gotten along with Jan Brewer, you know, as a journalist. I was fair with her. And then after she left office, you know, she would occasionally text me and you know, give me some words of encouragement. But the meeting was interesting because we met after I was getting encouraged to run for office after I walked away from my job. And I just said, hey, do you want to meet for a beer? I'd love to kind of pick your brain on this.
Right.
And the meeting, it went a little bit different because when I started talking about the audit that we were doing, the forensic audit on the election of 2020, she was very upset about it. And I thought, why would she be upset about getting to the bottom of this corruption?
Exactly.
And then she went in to talk about when she was running and she had...
Well, Carrie, we're out of time.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about